All right. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Don't Know Ball podcast. My name is Isaac Isringhausen, and today I'm joined by three close friends, Josh Coloni, Lucas Dalton, and Caleb Woods. How are we doing, guys?
I hit my knee on the table right as you started, and it hurts so bad.
It's opening day eve.
Yes.
It is opening day eve. One of my favorite holidays. Definitely a great time of the year.
Christmas tomorrow.
I'm actually kind of curious. What are your guys' some of your guys' favorite days in the baseball season?
Baseball calendar or baseball season?
Baseball season. I got three in my mind.
The trade deadline is one of my favorite days.
Yes.
I love the trade deadline.
I know my least favorite days. The 2 days after the All-Star break when there's no baseball.
Yeah.
There's no sports. There's one day where there's no sports.
I take the All-Star games kind of up there too. I don't really care. It's boring. The home run derby is fantastic.
I was going to say, the home run derby love and Jackie it. Robinson Day are like two of my favorite days.
Ooh, Jackie Robinson Day is a good day. I like the Lou Gehrig Day that they do now, too.
Yeah.
ALS.
Fun fact, Lou Gehrig was a member of my fraternity.
Oh,
he was a member of Phi Delta Theta when he attended Columbia.
Wow.
We've already had two postponements for opening day tomorrow.
Maybe really?
What
the
is it?
The Brewers and the Mets and the Braves and the Phillies got pushed off.
For what?
I'm assuming rain, fucking opening day, you got to wait.
Wait, the Brewers?
Yeah, and they're in New York.
Okay, I was going to say,
remember when they had a rain delay
in a stadium that has a dome?
Yeah, Arizona's game the other day got rained out. They played in Chase Field to end spring training, got rained out because the roof was leaking. That can't happen.
How do you allow that to happen?
So I was going to watch the Brewers. They started at noon. Okay.
The Brewers are going to be so bad this year. Why I wanted to watch. They don't have Devin Williams either. Is a Jacob Mizorowski going to be called up or whatever the hell his name is?
He should be.
I keep seeing people pick them as their favorites to win the Central. I'm like, why?
The Brewers?
Yeah, I've seen two. God dang, I'm blanking on his name. But Urinating Tree, if you guys know him on YouTube.
Yeah. Very, he's funny.
He's very hilarious, but that's who he has winning the Central is the Brewers. I'm like, why?
That makes no sense.
They won't have Brandon Woodruff. Like, their offense only has two guys with three. Adames, Reese Hoskins, and Contreras. But, like,
they got Yelich.
Yelich. I mean, he's good, but he's not like a needle mover.
Here's the thing. Hoskins and Adames are going to be traded before this year ends.
Yeah. I have a feeling that'll happen too. I can see that happening too.
William Contreras is going to be at third base.
They're struggling. They're piecing together an offense any way they can. It's not going to be good.
And apparently, a lot of people think the Padres are going to make the. We can talk about the Diamondbacks in a little bit with Monty. But
I like that.
I think the Diamondbacks are. You got to give. I guess we can talk about it right now. You got to give props to them because they're trying. They made the World Series last year, and nobody thought they were going to make the World Series. Nobody even thought they were a playoff team, and they made the World Series. They went out and got better. Now, Erod's not going to be there to start the season.
And I think that's why they signed Montgomery. That must be a longer term than they're letting
on. Which sucks. But if Erod's there for the playoffs, if they make it there, say they make the wild card, which they have
Gallen, Kelly, Rodriguez, Montgomery, that's nasty.
Yeah, if you make the wild card series, which they're going to have to because the Dodgers are going to win the division.
Easily.
But your three-game series is Gallen, Monty, and Erod. That's insane.
That's a dangerous pitching lineup.
I mean, Kelly's not bad either.
Merrill Kelly is good.
Yeah, you can throw him.
Who's their five?
Fought.
Oh yeah,
Brent, and then they have a bunch of decent mid level guys that come. Prospects.
And their bullpen's kind of
interesting.
Yeah,
I like. Seawall got hurt.
Oh,
and now they have.
There's so many injuries this spring.
Yeah,
Kevin Ginkle's good.
He
throws really fast. But
he's one of my favorite guys to use in the show. I have him on my bullpen for.
He's got a really good name, Kevin Ginkle.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
We need to talk about some interesting.
So Jordan
names.
Montgomery plays for the Diamondbacks.
He signed that last time.
Yes,
he signed 25. This shows
how much I know baseball, everyone.
Well, it was just last night.
I'm not a baseball guy.
At least you admit to it.
But I'm going to learn today.
So
it's a good spot for it.
You kind of mentioned it, Lucas, earlier, and I saw it on Twitter 20 minutes after it signed. It's like the Dodgers exist. Everyone knows that they're the favorites, not just to win the West, but to win this National League as well.
Yeah.
A lot of people's picked to win the World Series, and I don't blame them. But the Padres traded for Cease.
Good move.
The Giants signed Snell, which we didn't talk about in the last episode. We got too caught up in our rant.
Yeah.
And they signed Snell and Matt Chapman.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
Jordan the Diamondbacks Hicks just fantastic signed. Fantastic.
And the Diamondbacks just signed, Montgomery.
It's a decent division.
And the Central is up, but the Central's up for grabs.
Yeah.
And the Cardinals barely did something to make themselves in contention, which just goes to show you the difference that good ownership makes.
The Cardinals have to win the division now or we're not making the playoffs.
I agree.
You like if the Reds somehow, well, I don't know.
I have I put a lot on Matt McClain, but the Reds are significantly less scary.
And I think
is he out?
They had shoulders.
Maybe the whole year.
They said they hope to have him back this year. So
Matt McClain, man, the young Reds team is so good, but
because they lost Marte, who was really good because he got suspended. No, LD Marte, yeah. And I mean, Ellie's, I don't know. He's either going to have to be really good or he's, I mean, he after his hot start, he sucked last year.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say what they're going to get.
And then their rotation, it's just like you're banking on
a lot of guys to do really good. And if they don't.
Hunter Green and Graham Ashcraft and
Abbott.
Yeah, Abbott and then Nick Lodolo and
Martinez. They have a whole bunch of guys that could be really good.
And then their bullpen is like Alexis Diaz.
They actually have a pretty interesting bullpen. They got Emilio Pagan. Brent Suter's not bad.
Brent Suter is
a decent pen. Yeah. It's not great. But
Alexis Diaz is really good.
Yeah.
Lights the out. Diaz brothers are insane.
Yeah. I think like you said, like their pitching is gonna start and end with Hunter Green
if he's not good.
If he's not good, then their rotation's not gonna be good. But I feel like if he pieces it together, I wouldn't be shocked. I'm not going to say he's going to win the Cy Young.
He's got a chance.
But I wouldn't be shocked if he has a Cy Young caliber. I feel like he can pitch himself into the conversation of being one of the 10 best in the National
League. He's one of those guys that could have a 2 ERA but give up 30 home runs.
He's got to start going deeper in the game.
Because
I agree.
He needs to dial down the velocity.
Yeah, like
10. I mean, you saw Jordan Hicks. He's throwing 96, 97 now.
And he looks fantastic. A's, but still.
Yeah, I don't know what the Giants do over there or what they did, but.
They know how to do them.
Yeah,
for sure.
The pitching coach I had my senior year in high school for our baseball team said, it's great if you can throw 90, but if you have no idea where it's going, you're useless as a pitcher.
That's how it was with Jordan Hicks. He was just throwing 104 down the middle. It's like they're still going to hit that. It doesn't matter.
Because his strikeout numbers were putrid as a Cardinal. For a guy that threw 104 with movement, you'd think it'd be skyrocketed. It wasn't. Yeah,
I'm still not high on Jordan Hicks. I just don't know.
I mean, spring training is not the end all, but when you get to the end of the spring training and they're facing major league lineups, it's noteworthy.
Jordan Hicks,
but it's still the A's.
Jordan Hicks and Jack Flaherty ended with really good springs.
Flaherty's velo is up, which is a good sign for him.
So the A's didn't start their major league roster during spring training?
Well, their major league roster is their terrible roster.
Two-ish pieces that are.
They got Zach Gallen and Lawrence Butler.
Yeah.
That's what they have. And Lawrence Butler, you know, I got to sit right behind him in his debut at Busch Stadium.
Yeah, he's not bad.
He looks fun, Lanky. And he looks like he plays good defense, but he can't hit the ball.
No,
but I mean,
he'll grow into that.
You're on the. I mean, and they got. Oh, they do have JD Davis, which I mean, I think I think they signed. You know, getting paid almost $3 million.
Might as well. I mean,
I'm surprised they're spending
good
that
for
much
them
money.
For doing something.
And I mean, you know, I know like Aledmys Diaz is hurt, but. It's like
they I don't know, the pieces are starting to go there. They're trying, I guess. At least offensively.
I think with JD Davis it sucks because he's like, I'm gonna be on the Giants, and then the Giants signed Chapman, and then he's like, oh, never mind, and
going
then
to Oakland.
Signed with the A's.
He's one of those unfortunate, like really good hitters.
Have you played with his diamond card in the
really
show?
I've heard it's insane.
So it's insane, random topic. Speaking of the show, people are so pissed off that Yamamoto's a 79, and I'm
he sucked in his first.
I'm like, first of all, he's never faced MLB pitching before or MLB hitters.
The only time
before.
He did was in the WBC, but there's only so much of that you can.
He'll take figure it out, but I mean, I don't blame.
Well, he'll figure it out against the Cardinals on Friday.
Oh yeah, no, but you mentioned the Padres. I like their offseason as much as even trading Soto. That sounds crazy. They just need to sign an outfielder.
Yeah,
like I like Jackson Merrill, but if they brought in like Tommy Pham, that's not a bad team at all.
I agree.
Go back there. Him and Schultz are good friends.
Yeah, exactly. Bring him in.
I feel like Tatis, too. Like, if Tatis and Machado both have bounce-back years, that's going to be a scary team.
And Bogarts, too.
I was going to say Bogarts,
too.
I love
Xander Bogarts.
I would maybe – there are only a handful of teams I think you can argue have a better 3-4-5 or 2-3-4, however they Schultz wants to adjust that lineup, then Bogarts, Tatis, and Machado. That's – pretty
and not to mention,
me.
I mean, you put Kim in front of that. He's
Haas
really
on
I
Kim.
Love
you have
Kim.
Jake Cronenworth
still there.
Well, I guess Campusano had a decent year as a catcher.
Such a weird batting stance for Luis Campusano.
And then, I mean, they have decent complimentary pieces outside of that, but like their core, offensive core is insane.
I still think they finished third, though.
I can see it.
I think after the Dodgers, that's going to be a bloodbath of a division.
I think it's going to be a coin toss, but if those three stay healthy that we just mentioned and the core pieces like Kim and Cronenworth
have decent years.
Have good years as well to compliment them. I think it's a coin toss between them and the Diamondbacks for who finishes second third place. Or second. I mean,
the Giants could have a good year too, but they're like their pitching staff has been destroyed by injuries this spring. Like they've lost like nine pitchers, and like that's going
to
set them back.
And their big signing struggles to get out of five innings.
Yeah, plus it's not even going to be ready.
Yeah, Blake Snell's not even ready for opening day. So
I mean, Soler's a good fit. The Chapman's he's not that good of a hitter.
Great he did defender. Really well. He's in the a second
Walmart
half.
Nolan Arenado. If you think about it,
he's not terrible. I'm interested to see how Jung Ho Lee does.
I was going to draft him in one of the leagues, and he got taken from me.
Just I don't know.
He's a slap hitter. He's really not a power hitter whatsoever.
The Asian hitters are hard to project when they come over because like there's a couple of them that do really good. Like Ichiro, obviously Jung Ho Gung before he went off the deep end was good, but a lot of them come over and
Ohtani.
Ohtani, that's true. Yeah.
And then you know.
Oh, Hideki Matsui.
Yeah,
he was one of my mashed.
Favorites back in like the 2K baseball.
Remember
games?
The Rays signed Yoshi Susugo, and he was like supposed to be this next big thing. He sucked. Like it's just hard to project. I think.
But they gave Jung Ho Lee a big contract.
He
so
looks
it's,
like he might be. Yeah, Seiya Suzuki was okay too.
He really good in spring.
I hate him, but
yeah, me too. And then. Their Padres bullpen. I mean, you still have Woo Suk Go, which is awesome.
That's a name.
Woo-suck I was name. Way too high on him because of his name. I watched him pitch. He looked awful. He gave four runs in the Mariners minor leaguers. But like, how could you be mad at a man named Woo Suk Go?
Yeah, I mean, I wanted Woo Suk Go on the Cardinals.
So did I.
And he literally is making $2 million a year for the next 4 years to be on the Padres.
Yeah,
like that's nothing.
Or the El Paso Chihuahuas right now. But.
Yeah.
Enjoy El Paso,
so what else
boy.
Is who else is in that bullpen? You have
Yuki Matsui, who looks
Yuki
decent.
Matsui. That was the other one. Yeah,
they have a decent pen. They've got Adrian Morihone.
Yeah, is Luis Garcia still there?
No, he's on the Angels. Let me pull up their roster.
The Angels. He just knows everything. So
I got my spreadsheet. I was working on earlier.
Did you? Were you in there when he was doing that?
You have a spreadsheet.
Oh my God, he has everything. He has Caleb signings, knows. And he's gonna have to
he
show you
one
day.
He has one for NASCAR too.
My Lord.
What or the hell? I didn't know that.
NASCAR, see, as Niles
why am I not
says.
Shot? Why am I not shot? It, by this,
I was
honestly.
Bored over spring break. I've done the transactions part, like just where people sign to keep track in my head who's a free agent. Mm-hmm. But I was bored over winter break. I'm like, well, shit. I'll just track the rosters. I don't care. So
yeah,
there are honestly worse things to do with your time.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's that or just sit there and waste away and watch TV or something. I don't know. Yeah. It just keeps my brain busy.
I work most of my winter break.
I need to.
I laid in bed for 7 days, pretty much.
No, while you're looking up that, you guys talked about the A's, so I got a curious question. Who do you think is going to have the worst year, the White Sox or the A's?
So that was one of my hot takes. I think the White Sox will be worse.
Like
maybe the s'mores milkshake can save their season. That costs $16.
Dude, that was so good.
That might actually be worth going to a White Sox game.
I would try it, but I don't think I'd want to try it in such a large capacity.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'd want to try it small before I buy a big ass one like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I love ice cream.
So you can always just train yourself by going to Fritz's.
That's true. I'll say White Sox. It depends how they tap into their young players.
I mean, like
if they get the potential out of some of the guys I have, I think it'll be the A's.
Yeah.
Right and now on paper, the White Sox.
And I honestly wouldn't be surprised if Robert gets traded at the deadline.
We were supposed to sign him as an international free agent.
Of course.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
When he came over, it was us and the White Sox.
You think Robert's going to get traded?
I think
And also, they have like the most overrated player. Benintendi is still there. And
biceps, man. Yeah.
Benintendi.
He should have never left the Royals. If he would have never left the Royals, he would have been fine.
Fit perfect.
He was arguably like the best left fielder for a good 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, he was. Well, in the Red Sox?
Yeah, Red Sox and, excuse me.
Oh, Royals.
Burps.
Oh, Yankees. Yeah, he was a Yankee, too.
For
half a season.
Yeah, when the Royals traded him, yeah.
So the Padres pen, they have Robert Suarez, which he's good. Matsui, Eniel De Los Santos, Wandy Peralta, Tom Cosgrove, Stephen Kolek, and Morihone, and Pedro Avila. Which is not bad.
It's a bunch of random guys if you don't really follow baseball.
Cosgrove's
the guy that reminds me of Tim Hill. Doesn't he throw submarine?
I think so.
Yeah, and he just looks just like Tim Hill that they used to have.
The shit out lefties that throw submarine.
Yeah.
I don't know where Kolek is.
Who was the? Oh yeah, Wandy Peralta. He's the one that got the ridiculous contract.
Yeah, four
for some
years
reason.
for what?
Yeah.
Relievers are just an odd because like you can have one good year and you get
it's crazy because like your cousin was like one of the best of his time and he never got paid shit. Yeah, he did.
That's
but, like,
such like relievers too is like such a hard
longevity position.
Thing because like it's just a hard position in general because like if you come out. Like, you don't have the luxury that starters have, because you know, if you're a starter, you can give up a run or two here and there. You can afford to like get off to a slow start, but relievers don't have that luxury. Like if you don't have it, you're probably going to cost the game, and it's a job that I wouldn't want personally as a pitcher.
Yeah, because like I mean, especially for fringe guys, you fuck up once, you're mm-hmm. right back to the minors. Like
yeah,
to be,
I feel like. Sorry, go ahead.
Like, I mean, he mentioned your cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, our closers, I feel like, are different. But, like middle setup guys, middle relief guys that make 10-year careers, like, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Like, because you got to be consistent.
It's like as much as we shit on Gallegos.
Like, yeah, he's a good example. Like, he's never been
very good.
He's never been
like,
elite.
He's better than, like, people. He's better than St. Louis fans give him credit for.
Luke Voit. That's what I thought. Man, yeah.
I'm kind of curious because, like, I want to look at his
Gallegos, like, we shit on him because he... I will never forget that Ohtani game. Were you at the Ohtani game?
Yeah.
So where were you sitting?
We have like nosebleeds.
Okay, so you didn't hear. There was these drunk people sitting behind us when Trout hit the home run to make everybody boo, including me. They were chanting overrated, and then he crushed the ball, and I'm like, yep. And then we were booing Gallegos, which, yes, I feel bad. And then you look at Gallegos' numbers, and he's not that the
worst. He pitched
55. That sounds like St. Louisans.
Yes.
55 innings, had an ERA plus of 99. So he was
so league average.
He was 1 point lower than the league average. Yeah,
but
gave up 11 home runs. Yeah, 27 earned runs on the year.
How many
55 innings.
So
in 55 innings, he pitched to a 4.42 ERA.
As good as he was before,
wasn't the year before, wasn't he a lot better?
Yeah, his best ERA season was in 19. Whenever he pitched to a 2.31.
Yeah.
People used to talk about how we lost that trade.
No. Luke, where's Luke Voit now?
He just got released by the Mets yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean,
great. You had two great years of Luke Voit and then released.
I mean, he was the home run king in 2020 with the Yankees.
But in a shortened year, too.
And we got, 5 years now of Gallegos that's been really good?
Yeah. Something six? Like that. Yeah.
He's a free agent at the end of the year, which is weird. I felt like we just got him. But
right.
I'm upset that they sent down John King.
I'm not.
The Cardinals. I know that John King had a absolutely horrible spring training, but like John King, you know, like he was my favorite reliever last year, and I don't know why. My friend used to shit on me that the Cardinals got Chris Stratton, and he's the Royals fan that now has Chris Stratton.
Chris Stratton was good.
He's
here.
Like so high on Chris Stratton, and I'm like, you can't do that. Like you can't just.
I liked him the minute we got him from Pittsburgh. I knew that was going to be a good signing,
and we got John King for Chris Stratton.
So yeah, we turned it. They're somewhat similar.
Yeah. John King will be up at some point. I bullpens can't stay healthy.
Liberatore won't be up long, I don't think. I'm not high on him.
I'm not high on him either. Like he's had what 4 or 5 years, or like
three or four years now, and he's a little bit better as a reliever, but not much.
I agree, but like
it's marginal. It's not. I don't know. My favorite Gallegos moment, though, you're talking about the game against the Angels. Remember the Mets game a couple years ago? He didn't cover first or some shit.
That was my
favorite. Because
it was early in the year. Because we were at the time, we looked like we were going to run away.
Yeah.
With the Central. This was Albert's last year.
21 or 19.
I thought that was Albert's last year.
Was it? It might have been. Back.
Wasn't it?
Mm,
or am I blanking?
I'll look up Gallegos Mets.
Because I feel like.
It was also the Mets where the bench is cleared, right?
Yeah.
That's where he broke.
That was the same year, wasn't it?
I think it was 21 then.
Then it was 21.
I thought that happened in 22.
No, because Albert wasn't there and Yachty wasn't there. And
I could have swore it happened in 22.
But
I think it did happen in 22 because I was working a high school baseball game for my job, and the coach I was talking to, like I was wearing a Cardinal shirt, and the coach that I was talking to before the game mentioned something about how the bench is almost clear, and I said, sure. Yeah, they did clear. And he goes, no, I was talking about the game that we were playing last night. I said, oh, I was talking about the Cardinal game that just happened. He goes,
it was 2020.
Okay, I was going to say, I thought it was 22 because it was the year after that team won state.
And Albert was on that team?
Yeah, Albert was on that team.
Yeah. Man, that was a long year.
What a year that was.
It's like we started off hot, then we kind of middled around through.
Which is typical.
July and August.
And then we got hot again.
Then once we got to the trade deadline.
We took off.
Yeah.
Which is weird because we only got Quintana at the deadline that year.
Yeah.
Quintana's the opening day starter for the Mets.
I miss him.
We got Quintana. We got Montgomery. Stratton. We got Stratton.
Oh, that's right. We did get Montgomery. That's right. Because I was mad we traded Bader.
I was also mad that we traded Bader.
We traded Montgomery. I liked them both. They were both great Cardinals.
Yeah.
Man, how much we would love Harrison Bader at this moment. Like,
facts.
Yes, like we can talk about Victor Scott a little bit, but
he's on my Harrison Bader is actually on my fantasy draft team, and I'm gonna beat the show. I have him as my left fielder, and I have
They disrespected him in MLB The Show this year. He's like a 76 with like 80 speed. I'm like, what happened to him?
No, he's faster than
that. Yeah.
He's one of my favorite Cardinals ever, regardless. I like
him. You know my favorite Cardinal? We've talked about this before. Jeremy Hazelbaker.
That's a name I haven't thought about in years.
Jeremy Hazelbaker.
I remember in 2016, I worked with my grandpa in renovating houses and gave me $100. And I walked into the Cardinals team store and I bought a Sung Won Oh shirt and a Ledmus Diaz shirt and a Jeremy Hazelbaker shirt. Which
that's awesome.
8 years later, that is a fun trio. Yeah. Sung Won Oh was one of my favorite Cardinals ever. I thought he was great.
My sister jokingly said that she wanted to marry him just so she could go from having a 12-letter last name to a 2-letter last name.
He was good, too.
He was.
The first year.
Yeah, then he kind of like struggled.
Evened out, yeah. I can't believe he's still active in Korea. That's insane.
Yeah, I'm pretty basic. My favorite Cardinals.
Let me guess. Yadi.
And?
Albert.
There you go.
Hey, I mean, that's the...
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm extra, pretty so basic. I like to pick random relievers that I'm oddly...
See, I don't have your knowledge about random-ass ball players.
I wish I didn't.
He knows everything.
I do. I know everything.
The goat,
I looked
Sanchez.
Up opening day roster on Twitter earlier to try to find like people that got cut or people that got named, and somebody on Twitter was asking if Mark Payton was going to make the White Sox, and I was like, that's kind of crazy. You don't even know the half of it, dude. Like,
I don't even know who Mark Payton is.
El's cousin.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Never mind then.
Like, that's kind of crazy.
This person tweeted randomly and said, this Cardinals team is the most 90-win team I've ever won.
Well, I liked that tweet because I agree.
I'm glad you guys are optimistic about this team.
I am way too optimistic.
I'm so pessimistic. I feel bad for it.
Here's the thing. Okay. So the good thing about there, if there is any good thing about Lance Lynn and Kyle Gibson, it's
a 1 year deal.
Yes. With an option. We gave them both options.
I don't know why.
I think it's club option though, so good. We can decline.
No, Mozeliak, he'll probably sign them to 25-year extensions.
Welcome back, Lance.
Because Mozeliak would do that.
The one good thing is they will give you at least 5 innings every time. They'll give you 6 innings, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, they might give up 12 runs, but like.
To key into the optimism, though, before his last start of the spring, Lance Lynn looked okay.
Yeah.
Like, he looked serviceable.
And then Kyle Gibson's going into the season looking the best he's been so far. Like,
I'm more concerned about him, but yes, he did have a good.
Yeah, I am more concerned about
against the Cubs, Kyle Gibson, too. Which, and a good. I think
did they take out their starters after 2 innings too, just like we did?
Probably
because we gave Nolan Arenado and Goldie 1 at bat, and then they were done.
Yeah,
probably. Donovan got taken out after he struck out on the
late
first
spring
at bat.
Training is so redundant.
Yeah, because like, they just brought all the people that we already sent down to play.
Like early spring trainings, minor leaguers get most of the time, and late spring training, the minor leaguers most of the time. It's just the middle that's really.
Yeah,
like your
it makes sense though. Yeah,
you want to ease him in, and you don't.
I mean, you saw what happened to Carlson. You don't want random injuries to happen. Which I mean,
I don't know. I don't fault Jordan for that. It's not ideal.
I don't fault him either. But like at the same time,
in spring training.
Did you see how bad he felt?
Also,
Dylan didn't have anything to do with him though.
No, but Jordan Walker was a crime.
Can you blame him though?
No,
like
in spring training.
I feel bad for Jordan too. But like at the same time, as an outfielder, you have to know that center fielder trumps you.
Yeah.
Especially on a play like that.
I see both sides of that.
Nobody was going to get to that ball no matter what.
And
so
who cares? It's spring training.
And it's like I said, it's
like, why are you
have two terrible outfielders on both sides of you. Mm-hmm. If Dylan Carlson gets to it, because he's an amazing center fielder, let him try.
Yeah.
Jordan Walker should just stand there. And it's Jordan Walker apparently felt awful. Like he was like very upset.
I would have too.
Because he was like, you know, Dylan Carlson, he was apparently super excited. He was going to get another opportunity to open this.
This was his make it. This was like his prove it year
and
too.
Unfortunately, I think that Victor Scott will be here for 3 weeks, and then they will send him down regardless of how he does.
I disagree.
Because
I think Siani is just not.
Well, Siani will still get sent down when Nootbaar comes back. And then Victor Scott will end up being the fourth outfielder because they love Burleson here, and we all know about that.
I don't think that Edmund's going to be back for a long time. I mean, they've talked about, he's almost ready. He's almost ready. Where's that?
Well, yeah, I it's probably going to be 2 or 3 months.
I expect May, June.
But like, they're not going to have Victor Scott sit on the bench.
No.
So they're going to send him down. If he ends up being the fourth outfielder, then Siani will just get called right back up to sit there.
I think he's going to hit well.
Scott? Yeah. I mean, I hope so.
I don't think it's going to be like power, but I think the way he runs, if he puts it in play, he's going to be safe.
People are so critical too about the fact that we didn't hit home runs in spring training.
We play in a fucking.
You can't hit home runs. It's impossible.
We play in the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. You can't. Like, and people were saying, I think Goldie finished hitting like 150. Arenado was hitting under 200. Gorman hit under 200. And it's just like.
Well, do you see who was second to last in home runs?
Who?
The Marlins. It's almost like there's a common denominator there. It's the ballpark.
Yeah.
And people don't think
about it. I mean, the Astros didn't hit a bunch of home runs either. But
yeah, I'm also one of those. I also like hate that people overreact to spring training. These guys have not played baseball competitively in 4 or 5 months.
I think
like it takes a lot to, and it's a long season too. Like it's going to take a lot to get the rust off. It's going to take a lot to kind of get your mind back into it, find your swing again, find your groove. But I feel I'm not worried about a guy like Goldschmidt.
Yeah, veterans I'm not especially about like
Goldschmidt, Arenado, Gorman a little bit, but with the protection that he has in that lineup, though, he's going to see some pitches.
Mm-hmm. The more so service weird. Time a player has too, it's like spring training becomes less and less important. Like if you have a pitcher like Spencer Strider for that's impressive.
Oh,
because he's still young, he's still trying to prove himself. And less so, but or like the Pirates that Jared Jones kid, that's impressive. Yeah. But like Nolan or Goldie going out, they're just trying to warm up. They don't care.
Dude, Goldie doesn't
guarantee care. You they don't care.
I feel like Goldie doesn't. He probably wouldn't even show. Goldie was the last player to show up to spring training,
and he's still gonna have I'm a good year. I don't know if it's gonna be great.
People were so mad about the fact that Goldie didn't show up, and I'm like,
let him enjoy his time with his family.
He didn't have to show up. He didn't show up until the day he had to.
Well, if there was any player that doesn't need any extra time, it's Goldschmidt. Because no matter what, he's gonna hit 280 this year and hit 30 home runs. He's gonna be fine. It's Paul Goldschmidt. I mean, he's done that his whole career.
Gorman, I don't want to be like biased, but I think Gorman could hit 40 if his back figures out. I don't know if that whole popcorn story is true.
The craziest fucking thing ever. My back problems went away because I stopped eating popcorn.
Gorman said he stopped eating popcorn and that fixed his back problem.
Because he lost 8 pounds. Not like 18, 8.
From
popcorn, so the back problems.
First of all, how much popcorn you got to eat to lose 8 pounds if you stop eating?
It's insane. He's probably eating that skinny pop shit now.
Yeah, or the Boom Chicka Pop stuff. Boom Chicka Pop popcorn is crazy.
I ate popcorn almost every day whenever I was back for Christmas break because I was one of like the few snacks we had at my house, and that I was came reliable. Back and I came back and I maybe gained like 2 pounds.
So he must be eating a ton of popcorn.
Yeah,
and he's a professional athlete, and I'm way past my prime. Didn't even have a prime, just over the hill, borderline alcohol.
Are you older than Gorman is?
He's older than me by 4 months, I think. His birthday's in like April, May.
Yeah.
Because the day that he actually is a funny story because like this is why I've been so invested in his career. The day that he got drafted by the Cardinals was the day that I was getting ready to start the senior year of my summer ball. Because like me and the other three or me, it was me and two other seniors on that team, and we're just like, holy shit, this guy's 18. Yeah. Like
he's I'm in the older than Gorman.
Like he's in our position. Yeah. Oh my god.
5 days.
Damn.
I'm older than Jordan Walker so by 5 months. Which
I'm older.
Is crazy
I'm older than Jordan Walker by a year and a half.
It's insane. Isn't
when's Jordan Walker's birthday?
That makes me feel so
May something.
Yeah, I think I'm like a month older than him.
To me, it's crazy because he's 6'7". He's got a full beard, or like he has he's the six, ability seven? To grow the full. Yeah,
Jordan
six,
Walker. Six,
he has like a full goatee.
Yeah, full goatee. Yeah,
and he's 250.
God damn,
this takes I'll be months. So scared if I meet Jordan Walker when I 6'7", 250.
No.
Well, I've heard he's super nice.
I've met him once. He is literally the nicest person.
He seems like the nicest. He seems like the sweetest kid.
I saw his first home run in person, and I was praying that it would somehow land in my lap, but
you gotta go to the one warm up.
I need to go.
It's worth it. Like I met Walker. Admission's cheap. It's the player tickets that get you, but it all goes to their kid, Cardinal kids care. So
it's a good. Yeah, it goes to a good cost.
Yeah. So I don't mind spending money.
So does Pi-Fi.
Shout out.
No, but Walker. So they have they send you for that in waves. Like they give you an autograph ticket, you get a number. So they'll go like 1 through 75, and they have 2 hours to sign. Walker took 3.5 hours to sign 250 autographs. He would talk to everybody because I went through Victor Scott's line. And they sit next to each other, and like he is the most jolly person.
Yeah,
for a 21-year-old that's going to be a superstar, you'd think he'd be cocky. No,
I mean, his interview
is so humble. He's fantastic.
Every interview I've seen him in just makes me think like he is the nicest, sweetest kid ever.
Yeah. And seeing that as a fan is like, how are you not excited to see this as your future face organization? Like this is fantastic. Agree. This is who you build around. It's great.
I'm praying. I'm high on Mason Wynn too.
Same way. Is Victor Scott.
Yeah,
oh, Mason Sumble too.
Oh yeah.
Okay, because like. I'm not taking shots at Mason at all.
No.
Mason Wynn, but between the two of them, he seems like he's the more cocked. I don't know, about
it's
him.
Just, I think it's his play style is more flashy.
Yeah, I can see that.
I've never met him, but my buddy did. He said
shout
he
out Justin Turner, because I hope he does really well throwing really fast.
I hope when we go to Toronto this year, fucking throws him out.
Justin Turner, man.
Justin Turner.
He throws too fast from shortstop. up.
You'll blow out your arm. Okay, old man. No, Victor Scott's great, too. I met him. He was very nice.
If those three can be our future of this team, we're going to be in good hands.
Yeah, I saw a tweet, I think it was this morning. It was like, it was showing the ages of Victor Scott, Nolan Gorman.
And Victor Scott's older than Nolan Gorman, right?
He's older than Walker. I think he's 23.
Yeah, it was like Gorman, Walker, Wynn, and Victor Scott. It was showing like their ages.
Gorman. We didn't even talk about Gorman too.
And it's like we're in the same. It's like we're in the like as young as those guys are. It's like we have a bright future.
We do
offensively,
yeah, and you're going to have Nolan for the next 4 or 5 years.
And he's only 32.
Yeah. Goldschmidt's going to unfortunately be here another 2 years.
Yeah, I don't know how.
We can move Walker. You just saw what Walker did. Move him to first.
That's what I've been saying.
Or put Burleson at first. He played first.
You said Burleson's, I know he's a really good hitter.
The player he hated.
I know, but like
everybody.
Okay, you guys have seen that thing. I think it's the Nationals spring training that says, "I don't care how hard you can throw a ball for." That's how I feel about Alec Burleson. That's how I feel about Alec Burleson. I don't care how hard you can ground out to the shortstop. I don't care how hard your exit velo is
on a lineout.
If you're hitting the ball 115 off the bat and getting a double out of it, cool. Then I'll sing your praises. But hang on,
he hit 8 home runs last year. 8 home runs last year. I was at 3 of them.
Hang on. Yeah.
I was present for
Alec Burleson is a career 237 hitter with a career 9 home runs.
So I was at exactly 1/3 of them last year.
I do not care.
Hey, he got one of them taken away. Just saying.
Yeah, should have had 10.
Got it completely robbed by Mike Talkman.
But I'm sorry, like you have 363 career at bats and you can only hit 9 home runs. I'm sorry, like I don't know why people are seeing and a OPS plus of 83, so you're almost 20 points worse than the league average hitter.
We talk about our future, but we forget our best player. I think he's our best all-around player. Best all-around hitter for sure. Brendan Donovan.
I agree.
Oh, yeah. No, I love Donovan.
Like, the way he takes walks.
I think he's
in our future, too. Donovan's, what, 25, 26?
Something like 26 or 27. Yeah. We got him for, like, 4.5 years.
I hope we keep
If we end up keeping Edmund over Donovan, I think I'll cry.
I'd let Edmund go in a heartbeat to keep Donovan.
I don't see why we can't keep both of them.
Well, honestly, definitely.
Donovan's a better Edmund.
Donovan is a better Edmund, but Edmund... And the only would die to have Edmund on their team.
I think the only thing that Edmund does better than Donovan, run the bases. I think Edmund's slightly faster than Donovan.
No, but like I think what Donovan brings...
At that point,
like
you're just splitting hairs.
If you get a full year, I think he could probably get 20 home runs.
This is what I'm talking about, Donovan?
Yeah, I do. I think really? He could...
Because didn't he have like 11 or whatever?
He hit 11 in a short season. He could hit 20, but...
He hit what, 4 a year?
Yeah. Was it only 4? Last year he had 11, right? Yeah. A short season, he would have hit 20.
Yeah, because he's
really good.
Yeah. So here's the thing about Burleson, and I talk about it, I know you, whatever.
I don't hate the guy. I just think he gets...
Like a nice guy.
He does. Like, I just
think... The mic'd up moments they had with him that they posted were very
crazy.
Funny.
It's crazy. It reminded me of you. The mic'd up moments.
We do have similar body builds.
The way he talks is like, this sounds like
Izzy. It sounded just like you.
Our beard styles, too.
Yeah,
like,
I was like, I don't know why he hates the guy, because he is the guy. Like,
I don't hate him. I just think that, like, he gets too much praise for a guy who does so little.
Yeah.
So, with spring training this year, he learned to hit the ball the other way.
And he has.
He was doubling the other way. He was singling the other way. If he can do that, if he can start hitting the other way consistently, you put him in the 2 spot of that lineup.
Get ahead of Goldie Nolan and Wilson. And nobody talks about Wilson. He's fantastic.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
And you put Donovan at 1, who can hit the ball the other way, and he does.
And with authority.
Which is, Donovan's literally what Colton Wong should have been.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you have Newbar, who you could bat 9th. I think Newbar should bat 9th. You like Mason 9th?
I like Mason 9th.
See, we have... Oh, I forgot. Okay, you can put Newbar 8th. So here's the thing. Our lineup is so, like, on paper, it's one of the
Jordan
best.
Walker batting 7 is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of nuts.
I mean, he's a
good hitter.
Yeah.
If everything goes right, so you would have Donovan leading off. Burleson's going to be playing. It's going to be either outfield or DH pretty much every day. So our slated opening day DH is Matt Carpenter.
Jesus. I don't hate it.
Well, who else? We don't have anybody else now.
Yeah, because of the injuries.
What the fuck happened to Brandon Crawford? Like, he got hurt in spring. He got hit in the hand and just stopped playing spring training. Like, did they just give up?
I mean, he played the other day.
Did he? Oh, I don't know. I stopped paying attention.
Yeah,
off of Brian's packet or Brian's video that he did today, I saw his number.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he played in the second to last game.
I couldn't watch.
But he had one at bat and then got taken out. Okay. But he will make the roster, so.
I don't hate that.
So, honestly. Okay, I would have my lineup anyway would be Donovan at one. And I would have Burleson at two. I'd have Goldschmidt at three, which I know they're going to put Goldie two, so I'm already wrong. Cause
I don't know why they love that.
The new thing of baseball is putting your best hitter at two. It used to be putting your best hitter at four or three.
I like that better. I like that better.
Yeah. Now it's your best hitter at two. Makes sense for us if everything goes right, because if you could flip that lineup over when you have Nubar and Wynn at the bottom of it.
Oh, for sure.
You could flip it over. It could be amazing. Anyway, Goldschmidt at three, Arenado at four. You have Contreras. We didn't even mention Gorman a second ago.
Yeah.
This lineup's hard to... Because actually, right. You could do so much.
I forgot. Okay.
Because whenever I was messing around on the show, I'm just like, I was going back and forth. I'm like, do I want Donovan at the leadoff spot? Do I want Edmund at the leadoff spot? Who do I want in my two spot?
Yeah. If Donovan's playing, then he's the DH, right?
I don't think so. I don't like the fact that we have Donovan as our DH.
Left.
I would rather.
I think we're going to start Donovan in left.
You think Burleson will be our DH?
I do.
I think they're going to start Donovan's glove. I think Donovan's glove is too valuable.
He won utility gold glove for a reason.
Exactly, to not have him in the field.
Because the only positions
he hasn't played is pitcher catcher. And I'm convinced he could do it.
I think he's our emergency backup catcher.
Last couple days of spring, he was in left field and Burleson was DHing. And when you're doing that out in the last couple days of spring, that's not a coincidence.
Yes.
But here's the real question. When Edmund and Nootbaar and Carlson – all get healthy between
what happens,
so
that's what I mean. I Victor like Scott, Burleson's, unfortunately, will get sent down.
Siani, actually, no, I think they should keep Scott because, like, if they love giving Burleson at bats like they do, or if, say, Goldschmidt gets on and you're in a late game situation down one, you look at this up and down this team, is just like, shoot, we're down one in the ninth. Like, we need...
Well, you know, that's the Cardinal way to bring in Matt Carpenter at that point.
I was just going to say, like, I feel like his speed could, like, be very useful if you get in, like, late-game situations.
It's just, we need to get through Ollie's head that it's okay to run bases. Like, it's okay to steal.
That's why I loved Schilt so much. Because Schilt was aggressive with the bases. Yeah. He was not afraid to send...
Ollie Marmol does not like stealing at all. And I'm like, dude, if Victor Scott's here, he's going to steal. He's not going to listen to you.
I changed my mind about Wynn. Eight. Scott at nine.
I don't hate that.
That's what I mean.
Second leadoff hitter at that point. Wynn's not a bad hitter either.
The 8-9-1-2 spots in our lineup could be really good because you could throw Nootbaar in there when he's healthy, and we have one of the best lineups in the league if everything works out, which of course it's not going to. But
I talked with my buddy. I've been talking about the future of the organization. It's very unlike Cardinals teams of recent history.
Yeah,
it's very. Yeah. To be honest, it's very black. It's a good thing. Like,
yeah,
for the last 20 years, our predominantly white roster. Now we've got Walker, Wynn, Tink Hentz, Chase Davis, right? Yeah.
Chase Davis. Oh, it's
like,
Chase
it's very
Davis,
much different. Like, it's a new brand. It's a new era. Like, you get rid of Yachty, retires Albert Wayne. It's like we have this very much new era of Cardinal baseball. It's very different.
And I think we're a year or two away, really. I think honestly, when Mozeliak steps down,
it'll be different.
That's when we'll know if it was DeWitt or if it was Mozeliak.
I think it's a combination of the both of them. Because I think DeWitt's just so cheap that he doesn't want to do anything, and I don't think Mozeliak has the balls to stand up to him.
And we already
or be creative enough to get around.
What's his name? Who's the dude that we got from
Heim
the
Bloom?
Yeah, he's going to be the new...
He's got the pitching side of things figured out.
He's the guy that got us Riley O'Brien.
And Ryan Fernandez,
Yeah, yep. He's the guy that got us both of them.
I think Kittredge, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was involved in the Middleton signing.
Mm-hmm. So he knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing. I don't know.
My hot take is with the rotation, it's not great, but with how good the offense is and how good the bullpen can be, if you get 5 innings out of like Lynn and Gibson and they give up 4, you can be in the game.
Right, but like but also in the mindset of a reliever though, if you're constantly coming in having to pitch from behind, it's like eventually that's got to wear on you. You know what I mean?
Well, same with the offense, too. It's like last year you saw it a lot where we gave up runs in the first inning and then they're just dead.
Morality.
I remember the game that, like, pissed me off the most was when Hicks had the slow dribbler right back to him and throws it 7 feet.
Yeah. But we were talking about that the other day. That was when I knew the season was over.
Me too.
Because that's when I gave up. I'm like,
me too, because like I was watching that game on my laptop. I slammed my laptop down, threw it on the couch, and I remember screaming this because my ex at the time that I was living with.
be careful.
My ex at the time I was living with got so annoyed because I would constantly watch the games and just bitch the whole time.
It's hard not to.
I just slammed my laptop down and said, and I quote, "We score 9 runs and we still can't win a fucking game."
I think that game was extra defeating because Walker hit the go-ahead home run in the top inning. Because I felt like that this
opening day last year against the Blue Jays, we should have fucking known that the season was going to be bad.
Yeah.
We lost 10-9. George Springer was 5-for-5 with fucking 80-mile-per-hour balls off his bat that blooped in every time, and Helsley blew a save.
Yeah, Helsley
should have known.
I honestly thought that was just a hiccup. Because like walked away from that series in general feeling so optimistic because I said we took 2 out of 3 from one of the best teams in the AL, and we lost a game where we scored 9 runs. It's like nine times out of 10, if you score 9 or 8 or 9 runs a game, you're going to win.
It was the tone of the season.
It was just this, but looking back now, like you said, it was a sign of things to come.
I think you need Victor Scott in the dugout too, simply for the fact that we don't really have fun clubhouse guys anymore.
He seems to keep it loose. Walker's going to get, he started to get that way.
Walker and Wynn and Victor Scott, them three need to be here.
Nubar.
Because he'll be here. Everyone loves Nubar. Kisner was the big.
It seems like a good balance in the clubhouse from like what they like. Market their players Burleson, Nootbaar, like they have enough guys to keep it loose. They got Crawford and Carpenter now to, you know, their leadership, because I guess Goldie and Nolan can't do it.
Yeah, I guess.
Wilson seems like he's a
middle ground of both. If they're going to move into this younger new stuff, then Arenado needs to figure out how to be a leader, because they're not going to keep signing old people. Fucking people.
We can't keep wasting roster spots on
because Goldie and Nolan can't
because
lead.
Goldie and Norman or because.
Well, Norman.
Because Goalie and Arenado can't step up and take the leadership.
That's ridiculous to me. I agree.
It's ridiculous. Like, okay, I understand. Goldschmidt's not a talker. Fine. You can be the one that leads by example, but Arenado.
Lead by example.
Arenado needs to go.
I've seen Arenado chase a pitcher around the infield out of rage. He can lead.
Yes.
The best leaders I played with were the ones that led by example.
Yeah.
Because I remember in high school, my sophomore year, the best team that I was a part of. We were like the first team that won 20 games in our high school's career and the only team. We would have like Saturday doubleheaders. Game would start at 9. We would say if we had a game on Friday or a practice, we had the three seniors who led by example, and they all three said, "Hey, show up to the field at 6:30. We're going to get the field work done. We're going to line it. We're going to make sure everything's right. Then we'll take BP for an hour and a half in the cage."
Mm-hmm.
So we just said, "Okay, cool." Like that's. To me, like, that's really all Gorman, or not Gorman, Arenado. God, the two Nolans just messed my brain so much. But, like, that's really all, in my opinion, Arenado has to do is to be like, "Hey, let's do this so we can do this."
Yeah. And it's astonishing to me that they aren't.
Right. And, like, because, like, he's got that background. Like, he's been arguably a top 5 to 10 player in the league ever since he got called up.
They both have, yeah.
And I feel like if he says we're going to do this, guys will listen because they respect what he's done in his career.
It's definitely the unpopular thought. I agree with Lucas about not needing to sign old people every year, but Crawford and
I'm okay with Carpenter.
I think Crawford's going to do good for Mason Wynn. I'm okay with both.
I mean, like, I understand.
I don't like that they're going to lock down Crawford to just shortstop. That makes no sense.
Yeah, he won't move. They said he's not playing third or second.
He said he would.
Yeah.
Mozeliak said they don't want to.
So Crawford's only playing shortstop, exclusively, which means if Wynn gets hurt.
You have a player willing to move, and you tell them no.
Yeah. Like,
what's the point of that?
Which is the opposite of Jonathan India in Cincinnati. Yeah. They're like, "Please move," and he's like, "No."
No.
So.
You can sit on the bench then, because they have way too many infielders that are better.
Apparently John Birdie's now going to be like their starting third baseman in New York.
Yeah, because DJ's injured, yeah.
Yeah.
They gave up nothing for him.
No, they didn't.
Out of options catcher.
And John Birdie will steal you 50 bases. Oh,
yeah. He'll hit 250, too. He's not a bad player. He's a useful player.
He hits the other way a lot, too. And if he can hit the other way with power, he can get it over that short port.
One of those players.
He's fast. He can play all three outfield positions. He can play a lot of infield positions. Like, he can arguably be like
that. Sucks for the Marlins.
He gets overlooked in Miami, but when you get in front of the New York media, that's all you're going to hear about is how great John Birdie is and how useful he is, because he is. He's always been that way.
We talked about this last week too, because you asked, I think it was you that asked the most underrated signing from the American League, and I
Garrett
said
Hampson, baby.
And I said it was Verdugo, and this is going to apply to Birdie as well. He's going to be very protected in a lineup that features Stanton, Judge, Soto,
Rizzo.
Still there. Shoot, I forgot he's still there.
Volpe's not bad.
Volpe's pretty good. So like that with that lineup, he's going to see some pitches.
Man, that
if
Yankees
he can get a hold of one, he's going to really show off that speed. And if with how hard Judge and Soto can hit to the outfield, he could easily score.
Here's the thing about the Yankees. I think they're very similar to the Cardinals in the fact that they have an insane offensive lineup that will score 10 runs a game. I just don't know if the Yankees are going to make the playoffs if Garrett Cole's not there for over half the season.
I agree with that, too.
But you said somebody, and I don't know if everybody agrees with me on this. I think Stanton's back.
I was thinking this, too, when you said Stanton.
Did you see his game against the Pirates? I know it's spring training, but like he hit 3 home runs in the same game. But they weren't just home runs. They were Stanton.
Well, he's like, back to hitting 116, 117 off the bat type of
home runs. Murders the ball and it goes far.
Well, it's because he lost a bunch of weight, like a lot of weight, and he looks really good.
Like, I've always liked Giancarlo, but I'm sold that he's going to have a good year. If he hits 30 home runs, bats 230, yeah.
Dude, this is crazy, but if him and Judge both hit 40 home runs in that lineup's going to be ridiculous. Because
then you don't mention Soto.
No, Soto's my MVP pick on all this shit.
Soto can easily hit 40 home runs too with that short porch.
Yeah,
sick count on base percentage. Literally,
he's
like
feast. He is going to feast.
And
with
he
that
stayed
short
back
porch.
For. He didn't even go to the exhibition games because he wanted to work on his swing, which was already hitting like 400 in spring. So I don't know what
he's
else.
He's already like
to work
the best pure hitter in baseball.
Yeah, and he's 25.
Yeah,
he's
younger than Adley Rutschman.
Which is insane.
It's just crazy.
I still laugh about this to this day whenever I was watching the home run derby between him and J-Rod. And I can't remember who it was that joked, but like they joked on the live on the air. They're just like, this is probably the only time in his career that Stanton's going to be considered the old guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so their lineup projection is Birdie, Soto, Judge, Rizzo, Gleyber Torres, Giancarlo Stanton, Trent Grisham, Jose Trevino, and Volpe. That lineup is crazy.
That's pretty solid.
Is that Trevino starting over Austin Wells?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
I mean, this is just some random dude's projection. Oh. But like.
But no, I forgot about Torres.
Me too.
He's really good.
Gleyber, finally doing. Took him a while. But
after his rookie year, No, that's.
But, Volpe could be good. He could be 2020 this year, realistically.
That's a really good lineup.
Dude, the Yankees are. I might have to rethink the Yankees. But again, their rotation is just. They have Stroman.
Not great either.
Like Stroman and what's his name? Rodon? Is Rodon there?
Yeah, he's there.
And then they have who after that?
Clayton Beater.
Like who? You know what
Chad
I mean?
Green in the bullpen.
The blue. He's on the Blue Jays. Chad Green? Yeah. And then they have.
I forgot about that, actually.
Clay Holmes is their closer.
Oh, yeah. He's good.
I just remember Chad Green because my cousin said that he faced him in high school.
That's cool.
Really?
Chad Green's from Illinois.
Oh, I didn't know
nice.
That.
Nice.
Went to,
from a horseshoes.
Lucky horseshoes. I was meaning to ask Emily about the pit spitters.
Oh, yeah, the pit spitters.
In the same league.
Speaking of Chase, it's weird. It'll always stick out to me when he said they should shorten the season.
Yeah, that's an interesting take. I see where he's coming from, but I think
I understand.
Yeah, but baseball being great is the season being long.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It makes it unique.
That's why and this is actually going to segue right into another breaking news thing. That's why we always give the Dodgers so much crap for winning a Mickey Mouse ring because they did it in a 60-game season, not a 162-game season.
Yeah.
Will Smith.
Yeah. I was going to say, speaking of the Dodgers, and you also helped me segue this with the John Birdie trade, Will Smith just signed a massive 10-year, $140 million contract extension with the Dodgers.
And that input from a Dodger fan.
Oh, let's hear it.
Is this Tommy?
Yeah. Holy fuck.
Shout out Tommy.
What a steal.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's crazy. That's no money. That's literally nothing.
That seems like so little for a guy who's easily a top 5 catcher in baseball.
Yeah. He's top 3.
Murphy, Adley.
Murphy, Adley, and Will Smith.
I was going to say, I think my top 3 is Adley, JT, Will Smith.
Oh, you still have JT in there. I've always loved Remy.
I don't hate him.
He's still
top
5 for me.
I think JT's top 3.
On the Phillies? Dude, the Phillies, man. We get to go to 2 of 3 and watch them kill us. Shout out to Edmundo Sosa.
Edmundo Sosa and fucking, who else they got there? Christian Pache?
Johan Rojas?
He's terrible, apparently.
That Phillies team. So I'm expecting a bunch of them to take a step back, like Stott and Bohm and all them.
I like Bryce.
But like Schwarber and Castellanos and.
Schwarber hit 40, 45 easy. I mean, he's got that kind of power.
Harper is my MVP pick.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
Criminally underrated.
First baseman Bryce Harper. For the rest of his career, first baseman Bryce Harper. Makes
sense. It's going to prolong his career, though.
Yeah, he's going to play until he's 45.
He easily could with his swing power. With his swing and...
Yeah.
It's a guy like Bellinger. Bellinger could play forever, too, if he really wanted.
Yeah. It's one of those power lefty swings that's not like Prince Fielder where they put way too much into it and it's going to cut their career. Like, it's just fluid. It just
looks effortless, too.
Seems like he's not putting effort. He can hit like a ball something
you
could
do for your whole life. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which will suck because Bryce Harper will haunt us forever and ever in the playoffs.
If he's got 10 years of in him that are decent, how long is he signed till
2020?
2032.
2032, and he wants more.
Let me look at this.
I give it to him.
Bryce Harper signed till 2032, and he wants more. He wants another extension.
A washed up Bryce Harper's probably still better than a lot of players.
He's only 31.
Which is insane.
So he signed for 2032, which is so he'll be 41
it's
already?
It's so weird because he's 31.
Four more years, okay.
He's 31. He's been playing for 11 years.
He came up when he was 19, right?
Yeah. Because he signed because he got his GED when he was like 16. He dropped out of high school. Yeah. Got his
it's
GED.
It's funny we just talked about Juan Soto. 16, and they were on the same team.
Yeah. It's just crazy. It's going to be crazy when they're both in the Hall of Fame one day.
Yeah.
Like that might be a hot take, but I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either. Cause
who?
Soto and Harper.
Oh, being in the Hall of Fame? That's not a hot take at all.
No, but Harper, say when he's done with his Phillies contract, 41, right?
Yeah.
At that point, he's had World Series, MVPs.
The Phillies will win multiple.
If they don't
World
want him
Series.
Back, sign with a bad team and get some counting stats. I mean, if you still got I guarantee you at 41, he's still going to have the ability.
Yep, which is unlike.
Worst case scenario, at the age of 41, he's a DH.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no way he's going out there playing first at 41 years old.
He'll be
old.
A great DH at 41, mm-hmm. promise.
And that's why.
For
that's,
the Las Vegas Athletics,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, shit, who cares? Right? Put his asses in seats.
Yeah.
Oh,
also, if that stadium that they build, like the mock thing.
I've seen so many mock stadiums of the A's.
Yeah, the one that the MLB posted or whatever. That one was nice. If that's the real one, that's so sick.
With this, the casino district is the backdrop. That's you can't go wrong with
that. That would be awesome. Yeah, no, Will Smith, that is.
It's a good contract.
It's like the Michael Harris contract. He's getting paid like $8 million for the next 10 years.
There's no way that Braves team does not become. Okay, I've actually been thinking about this since I saw it on a tweet over the summer. Which dynasty do you think will end up being better? Which Braves dynasty do you think has the most potential? The one that they had in the 90s or this one that they got
this
now?
This one.
I kind of agree because the one in the 90s, they relied heavily on their pitching. But I think this one has a great balance of both pitching and great offense because – Strider is, I think you can make an argument for Strider being the best pitcher in baseball right now.
Yeah.
Even though he has an ERA over 4.
Then you.
The strikeouts are stupid, though. Is it a curveball that he just.
Yeah.
He is.
Then you look at that line. Then you look at that lineup. You got Acuna, who's signed to a long term deal. Albies, who's signed to a long term deal. Olsen, Riley, Harris.
Ozuna to a lesser extent.
Sean Murphy's going to be there for a while. Ozuna's got a couple more good years in him,
they
I
have
feel like.
One hole. On the infield or in the positionally, it's shortstop.
Yeah,
and Arcia is not—he's not awful.
He's not what
but he's
Swanson
not,
was, but yeah, he's not.
He's not the rest of them, but he's not awful. If they get a shortstop somehow,
the thing about them is like as great of a first baseman as that Olsen is defensively,
he's even better offensively.
They don't I was gonna say he's so good defensively that like his infielders don't have to make the perfect throw too.
Just gotta.
What I say about first baseman, like a great first baseman can make an average infielder look good, and a good infielder look great.
And Matt Olson is criminally underrated.
Look at that entire Braves starting lineup on opening day, which is now Friday at 3:05, but gates open at 12:35. Apparently, if you're a Philly fan listening, I don't know. You know?
Okay.
Random.
You enjoy the game. punch your ticket, too.
I just saw it, so I was like, you know. You have Darnell and Sean Murphy.
On the bench for Darno.
Yeah, Darno on the bench is insane.
Oh, for sure.
You have
they had William Contreras, too, at one point.
Yeah, you have...
I forgot about that, too.
You have Olsen at first base. You have Albies at second base. You have Arcia at shortstop. You have Austin fucking Riley at third base. You have Marcelo Zuna as your DH. You have Michael Harris in center field. You have Jared Kelnick in left field.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
That team is just ridiculous.
I was sitting here thinking to myself, I'm like, is Rosario still their left fielder?
No, he's on the Nationals.
Rosario is on the Nationals.
I'm glad he made their roster, by the way. He's great. I like it.
Who's their other fielder? Who am I forgetting?
Acuna.
Oh,
the best of them
the
all.
Best one of them all. I forgot about Acuna.
The best player which is insane that he's the best player on that on a team that has Austin Riley, Matt Olson, and freaking Spencer Strider.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy that Acuña is the best one out of all of those guys. He's, as a Cardinals fan, he's probably my favorite player in the game.
We used to make fun of Michael Harris.
Like star favorite? I like Jose Ramirez.
That's fair.
Wait, what?
You said? Like, he said favorite player in the game. Like, if I'm, like, not taking random-ass players I like into account, I think Jose Ramirez is probably my favorite, like, superstar.
I used to love Nolan Arenado before he was a Cardinal. I used to love Charlie Blackmon, too.
He can stay.
Yeah, he can stay.
He fits the build, though.
Yeah, he does.
No, the Braves, did you see they brought back Jesse Chavez for, like, the 38th time?
Good. He got released by the White Sox, which is stupid. He was their best reliever, and how do you get rid of... Whatever.
But Kyle showed me that in class, actually. He just showed me his funny Jesse Chavez. He's like, yeah, Jesse Chavez just signed with the Braves.
You talk about relievers that carve out a career without ever being elite. Jesse Chavez put like 15 years down and was never good except last year.
Isn't he 41 now?
41, 42. Yeah, he's been around since like 2008, never been good. Mm. He's a career of like 5.
Mm-hmm.
It's impressive.
Bored.
And he... I don't know why he got cut by the White Sox. They're really just trying to do everything they can to
be the worst team ever. I have no idea. It doesn't make sense. But go White Sox.
Why do they still have... that's why I think they're going to trade.
Truly, I don't feel bad for them.
I'll take Eloy. I don't know where I would put him, but I like Eloy.
I like Eloy, too.
No,
can we take Johan Moncada and try to fix him?
Somebody's going to... If they trade him, somebody's going to fix him. Yeah. There's no way.
Orioles. Call the name.
Oh, yeah.
That'd actually be a good one.
I like that.
Dude. Pete Alonso.
He could stay in New York.
Perfect transition.
I hate Pete Alonso.
All right, that's good. All right. Since we're transitioning there with Pete Alonso, we're going to try something different on today's episode, unless you guys have anything else to add.
No, I think we're good. A good opening day season recap.
Yeah, finally, I can talk.
Yeah, so, it's been a minute. We love to talk down here.
So a lot of my favorite podcasts I watch, and a lot of these come from TikTok clips, do drafts. So in honor of opening day, and our new guest here, Caleb. Probably going to be a permanent staple here on the show. We're going to do a draft of our least favorite professional athletes. Not against you. What?
That's a hot take, not against you.
We're going to do
two drafts, actually. This one, we're going to incorporate Caleb in since he's not much of a baseball guy. But we're going to do our first draft will be our least favorite professional athletes.
How many rounds are we going here?
We can do
five.
Yeah, I was going to say five.
Since we do the rotation, should be five.
And a snake draft, too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we are going to spin this wheel that I lovingly made before we started recording to see who gets the first pick. And with the first pick, drumroll, please. Good God, this is spinning for a long freaking time.
Well, can't you adjust the
circuit? Lucas, you get the first pick.
Ooh. Wait. Okay, which way are we going? Are we just going to go this way after? Or?
We're just going to keep spinning for
I can just get all five in a row.
No, you get the first pick. You get the first overall pick.
All
right, the second pick. Hang on. I'm going to spin until we get the order right. Okay. The second pick is going to go to...
Watch it be me.
I'm going to laugh my ass off, actually, if it is you.
I don't know who you're going to pick. Usually I can...
Second pick goes to me. All right.
I don't even know who I'm going
to
pick.
I can name two, but I don't know if I'd have to think for the other
three.
Yeah,
I'm looking up.
I could easily do 10, probably. All right. So it goes Lucas, me, Josh, then Caleb.
Woo!
All right.
I'll take going last.
I don't know. All right. So
I'm going to preface it.
Get the most hated athletes.
I'm going to preface this with saying anybody I say... I madly respect them all. Like, I love athletes.
I'm not going to say that about my first two.
My first is LeBron.
Okay.
I don't like LeBron, but I really respect LeBron. But I don't know.
He's a basketball player.
Something about LeBron that he is kind a great
funny.
Basketball
His
player.
Social media is kind of funny.
It's crazy that LeBron's playing as good as he is, as old as he is.
He's going to play with his son in a couple years, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. Then like he gets that. To get out of the league.
Yeah.
But then we get to hear Bronny James or LeBron James Jr. forever.
Yeah.
And then it's going to
be LeBron. That's still one of my favorite tweets of all time. How like LeBron James Jr. is going to legally change his name to Bronny so people don't know who he is. It's like, LeBron James Jr. Hey, who the fuck is that kid?
Wasn't it like he wasn't going to wear 23 because he wanted to start?
Yes, that's what it was. That's what
LeBron Jr. guy. Like, I love that. That's a great tweet.
That and whenever the Washington Commanders changed their name to the Washington Football Team originally after being the Redskins, and LeBron's like, wow, this is so unreal. Like, this is so unoriginal. And they literally retweeted that and they said, your son's name is LeBron James Jr.
LeBron's
Are you
going to
write the list somewhere?
Media.
So we keep track?
I'm writing my list on my phone personally.
Right, yeah, me as well.
All right, so you took LeBron James with your first pick.
LeBron James.
Perfect, because like you said, you hate LeBron and you respect, but you respect him. This is kind of how I feel about my first guy. Unfortunately, I have to admit that he's the greatest of all time, but it's Tom Brady.
Damn.
Tom Brady is my...
That was going to be my second choice.
Tom Brady is my least favorite professional athlete.
I should have known. Because you don't like Tom Brady.
I fucking hate Tom Brady. Yep, you're next.
Pete Alonso.
Yeah, shocker there.
I have so many reasons. The home run derby shit that he does, not the ability itself is impressive. I'm not going to lie. But the fucking meditating he does in the dugout, grow up, cornball. It's batting practice. It's fucking batting practice. You're hitting a ball in batting practice.
Yeah.
Grow up.
And you know he didn't win last year only because...
And he was like upset about it. Like, okay, loser.
Well,
like,
he didn't have the same pitcher. So that's...
It's fucking batting practice.
I'm a big Pete Alonso fan.
So then you go and you bullshit he pulled against the Cardinals. Oh, the strong... I'm a big, strong man. They don't know my temper. Fuck you. Like,
you
I know your temper.
By stubby clap,
you got taken down by a 5'4" guy. Hey. First base coach.
Hey there.
So then that whole bullshit goes on. Then the whole thing with Mason Wynn throwing the ball in the stand. He knew. He knew, like, when he threw his first hit.
He knew about that.
Yeah, I lost a little bit of respect for him whenever that
And then
happened.
I think he had something against the Braves last year. I don't remember. I think it might have been Strider. He had a home run, and he went to the dugout. I was like, oh, throw it again. Like, fuck you, dude. Shut the fuck up. fuck the polar bear. The fucking
big meat Pete.
Oh, my God.
I think he secretly likes Pete Alonso, guys.
I hate Pete Alonso.
He's going to be a Cardinal next year.
I'm not watching.
If he signs with the Cardinals, I am buying you a Pete Alonso Cardinals jersey for your birthday.
I hate Pete Alonso. All right, Caleb, rant over.
I know who you're going to pick.
Who do you think I'm going to pick?
I think you're going to pick Brad Marchand.
But you are definitely correct.
Yeah, Brad Marchand.
That motherfucking rat. It goes along with Josh with Pete Alonso. I fucking hate Brad Marchand. Slew-footing people, licking people,
biting people. Yeah,
it's he's like the Draymond Green of the NHL.
Yeah.
And it's just, really, dude, I get it. You a great hockey player, and you're now the fucking captain. Act like the fucking captain.
I agree.
Of the big bad Boston Bruins.
This is the same idea, I think. This sounds the same to me.
Meaning, you're like, yeah, we respect him, but
I don't respect anything about
I respect
people.
Tom Brady, but fuck Tom Brady.
I respect his playing style. It's just the little shit like that. It's like, really.
Which he's got a little better lately, but it's not.
Caleb, you get back-to-back picks. Snake draft.
Back-to-back
picks. Yeah, it's a snake draft. Yep.
Oh, fuck.
So then it goes Caleb, well, no Josh, gonna, me, then Lucas, then Lucas.
Yay, me. No one's going to pick mine for
Leave
my second.
Leave for me.
I have a feeling. I have a feeling that my second one's going to get taken by
my second one. Caleb's the only one that's going to get it.
And I'm going to steal it.
No, you better not. You better not, because I have to think of another one then.
It's Danny Hamlin.
Dude's a douchebag. I don't hate too many that NASCAR drivers, but there's the one that pisses me off.
I just beat your favorite driver.
When I'm in the stand, I travel 9 hours. I see my least favorite driver win. He gets out. I just beat your favorite driver.
Fuck you, dude.
I sat through the rain. I drove 9 hours. It's dark. I'm cold.
So wait,
and
is
I'm
this
tired.
Josh's pick or what
it's
are we?
It's Caleb's pick, but I share the sentiment.
Okay.
He's a douchebag.
Yes.
I hate him.
I had to throw in one NASCAR.
He walked past me in Kansas one year. I was taking pictures. I don't heckle people. I wanted to tell him to go fuck himself. Like,
you
go
should've.
Fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Random.
Josh.
Who's your...
Well, I was going to pick Denny Hamlin. I'll go Alex Bregman.
Okay, I almost had a heart attack because I thought you were going to take mine for a quick second.
It's not like the Alonso hate. I just don't like Alex
Isn't
Bregman.
He out for opening day?
I have no idea. I don't think so. I just don't think he's that great. I don't know.
You know, I felt the same way about him. I don't think he's all that great
either. I don't know.
He's
a free
agent, right, at the end of the year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
Is that dynasty finally going to get broken up or the Astros going to?
Yeah. I think he was the guy that benefited most from the cheating scandal, if I remember
If you look
correctly.
If you look at the home and away splits, I think he was.
Just
it was like between him and Correa. For the
And he was one of the ones
the
that
most.
Was most vocal about not wanting to apologize and shit. Like, I just don't like him.
I remember that.
I just don't like him.
Someone asked me why, like, I hated them so much. I was like... this kind of stems arrogant. With Tom Brady because, like, their apology was more of a fuck you, we got away with it.
Yeah,
and
what are you going to do about it? Yeah.
That's actually going to, like, lead into my number two guy, Alex Rodriguez. And the reason that I hate Tom Brady and A-Rod so much is because...
They beat your favorite driver?
No. So,
Like, that made me so mad.
They have done so many things like on the field and off of it to like draw hate, but then like the second they retire, they try to just like reinvent themselves. Like A-Rod with A-Rod's whole like
broadcasting.
Yeah, his broadcasting.
Bad at it.
And they both didn't think that the rules applied to them.
Yeah.
No. Especially Brady whenever he the flight gate. And then, like, so many guys came out in defense of him, and he deletes all the fucking evidence from his phone, like, destroyed his phone for all that.
Which, that's a crime in itself.
Minutes of guilt,
Yeah.
Tampering with evidence.
And another thing that annoys me with both of them, like, they have to find some way to be in the spotlight.
Yeah.
Like, didn't A-Rod, like, sign an extension during the World Series?
I think so.
And then and then Tom Brady takes out an ad in the Super Bowl to announce that he's going to return. It's like, fuck you, dude. Like, quit having to be so fucking egotistical. Damn.
He's gonna drop something. I see it on his face. He's going to drop the craziest thing we've heard today.
My second is Ron Artest.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, yeah, that's a basketball player.
I mean, you fucking punch some fan in the face, and then you change your name to Meta World Peace.
Oh, like, that's him.
Yeah.
That's all you had to say is Meta World Peace. Okay.
Yeah, it's the same guy.
Is he a criminal overseas or some shit? Wanted?
Probably.
I've heard he's a lunatic.
He's awful. But
I think North Korea really likes him.
That's Dennis Rodman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're thinking of Dennis Rodman.
But, like, dude, it's... Like, dude, you punch a fan in the face. That's crazy. And then you go change your name to Meta World Peace.
So you get back-to-back?
Yeah, I'm going Michael Vick.
Ooh. Okay. That's valid. I don't even think you can.
And we don't need to talk about why I hate Michael Vick.
My top three, my third one is still available.
Everybody knows why I hate Michael Vick.
So is mine. I think it might be a hot take, but I don't know.
All right. Barry Bonds for me.
I was going to fucking
pick him. Barry Bonds is my third.
Okay. Damn, I knew I should have over Michael Vick.
Here's a reason. For the longest time, he was number three, or was number one for me. But like the thing about Bonds, like he was a dick. He knows he's a dick, and he doesn't try to hide the fact that he's a dick. Whereas Brady and Rodriguez do stuff to like try and reinvent themselves. Yeah. So that's why Bonds gets the three spot for me.
So my three is much of the same reason you were talking about with A-Rod and Tom Brady, that they always have to be in the spotlight. I feel the same way about this guy. It has nothing to do with his beliefs, but Aaron Rodgers. Okay. I feel like he always has to have something to say. Shut the fuck up, dude. Play football.
Remember when he went on his like...
Now he's like running for vice president with the Kennedy.
Like, yeah. I kind of want him to do it because I kind of want to vote for him just to have Aaron Rodgers as our vice president.
I mean, it's like, I don't care about what he says necessarily, but it's like, why does he always have to have the opinion on it? Like shit happens and we go to Aaron Rodgers for his thoughts. It's like, why? Like, I don't know. I just get tired of hearing about Aaron Rodgers.
Caleb? Fair enough.
Marco Scandella.
Hockey. I've heard of that one.
He's on the Blues, right?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Actively? Or?
Yes. I saw him play a little bit the other night.
Okay. I can't stand Marco Scandella. It was one of the worst trades in Blues history, in recent Blues history. I'm sure he's a great guy, and I'm sure he can play defense elsewhere. But... Come on, I hate Marco Scandella. Come on, Army, trade the motherfucker.
I'm surprised we didn't trade him at the deadline.
I am too.
You get two?
Get two. Oh, yeah,
you get back-to-back. Wonder how many hockey we're going to have here.
I think we can go the full 10 around. I think we can go 10 rounds.
Ooh, I'm struggling with my last two.
My last one's coming.
All right, this is going to be a hot take. Ooh. Jordan Binnington.
Really?
What? I would not have expected. I don't know much about hockey, but I would not have expected.
Okay. I love Benner. I love Benner too. I love the way he plays. It's just his hot head and motions. It's great in some games.
That's fair.
But like when you just do it like constantly and do it, it's like, come on, dude, just play your position. Yes, I know you're the only player on the team that's actually showing emotion. But
too much emotion can be a bad thing, though.
Yes, it's like
I see that.
Throwing a waddle bottle at Nazem Kadri, that I completely understand.
Well, it's like, yeah, but like when he went in the Sharks game a couple years ago and like swung his stick at some dude's face, like you can't do that.
That was totally uncalled for.
And it makes us look awful. Because like we have to support Jordan Binnington because he's here for the next 4 years, but.
I mean, I love Benner. It's just his emotions when he's like,
and Ferrario talked about that when he was here about Binnington's emotions and like how it's a good thing but it's also a bad thing at the same time.
So that's the hot take. It's Jordan Binnington. Love Benner. Love how he plays.
Yeah,
it's just his emotions. It's good but it's bad.
So my four is Anthony Rendon.
Oh, yeah.
It comes along the lines of shut the fuck up and play baseball.
That's a good one.
I didn't even think about Anthony
Didn't he
Rendon.
Say no hablo inglés to a question during yeah, that fucking interview?
Did. Yeah.
He did that. He almost punched an A's fan, which...
He grabbed him by the...
Yeah, I saw
Ohtani
that.
Ohtani or somewhere.
That was last year, wasn't it?
Yeah. The whole... I don't fault him for like the faith and family come before baseball thing. Well, it sounds bad out of context, especially with how all the other shit he says. I don't fault that. But the whole... The same day he went on a podcast and was like, I wouldn't wish this life upon anybody. I hope my kids don't do this. Like, dude, you're getting paid gobs of money.
Yeah. Isn't he the highest paid third baseman almost? Yeah. Like, still?
And he doesn't even play.
He used to be the third highest paid MLB player.
And that's guaranteed money.
Yeah.
So, what a tough life. You sit on your ass, don't play, and you get paid a shit ton of money. Yeah, I can't stand him. Yeah, can't stand him.
All right. My number four. Man, they're... I don't think my number four is actually going to get taken, so I'm going to switch up with my original number four, and I'm going to go with Karl Malone.
Ugh. Didn't he touch kids?
He has like five or six kids.
Yes.
Wait. Two of them he claims. One of them he gives child support to. One of them, when he was 19, he was either 19 or 20, he got his 13-year-old neighbor pregnant.
Okay, so that was who I was thinking of. Okay.
Refused to accept responsibility for the child.
He wore
until,
number 13 too, right?
No, he wore 32.
Okay, that's who crazy. Wore 13? Was that Moses Malone? I get them confused. One of them wore
13. I think Moses wore 13.
Yeah,
he got a 13-year-old pregnant, refused to accept responsibility until a blood test was taken, then fought in court for how much money he should pay for child support.
That's not the
only somehow
thing
got it to like $150 a week, and then even after he got that, he barely paid his child supports. And the only reason the family didn't want him arrested was because he couldn't pay child support from behind bars. Fuck Karl Malone. He's a royal piece of shit of a person. Yeah. And I hope I hope he rots in hell.
That's a valid one. Double.
I get my last two here. You sparked my memory on one talking about Karl Malone, so that's why I'm picking Felipe Vasquez.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I remember being really mad when that happened because do you remember what he said? Didn't fit.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you can't say that.
You can't say that.
How it just didn't fit inside of a whatever.
Yeah, that's crazy.
My fifth is Niger Morgan.
Ooh,
damn it.
That's valid.
Because
were you going to pay Niger Morgan?
No, I forgot about that, actually.
Niger Morgan that was a good one, but I forgot about it. He's a piece of shit.
Yeah, he is a bad. Yeah, I agree.
But my fifth one's actually still alive. Javier Baez.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, yeah, I don't like Javier. Pretty swing.
He got so.
I mean, it's right, which
I can't think of a current baseball player who got more praise for doing less. Like, with the exception of. His 2018 season, he was never an elite hitter.
No.
I have seen high schoolers who don't even go on to play JUCO who have better plate discipline than him.
His plate discipline's awful. He swings at everything. He's like me playing MLB The Show, to be honest.
He got so hyped up for his swipe tag. He got so hyped up for running from his inside the park home run. And just the flashy plays, but like if you sit down and watch him play and you look at his numbers, he's not that good.
Well, you have to understand too with Javier Baez, the simple plays from shortstop he messes up.
Yes.
It's those diving plays that he does that are good. You have to be so out of position to have those diving plays happen.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those, unless it's directly up the middle, a lot of those diving plays you need to be in position for. But like you see those videos all the time, like those basic ground balls that he just throws away out of nowhere. And it's like, Javier Baez is not good. And the same with Chris Bryant. Both of them are not good, and they were very overrated because the Cubs won the World Series. And I don't know. I just don't like the Cubs.
So, sorry, I was dealing with something else.
Yeah, all good. Number five for you.
I was going to say Chris Coughlin because he jumped over. That was Matt Bowman on the mound, ended his scoreless.
So sick, though.
That's niche. Taylor Motter.
You have a jersey.
I hate
you have a jersey.
I hate bought that jersey.
You have a jersey.
Oh, I hate so bought that jersey. That I also have a locker plate of his, by the way. And I bought a signed ball for $5. So I went all hate buying.
Speaking of Taylor that, Motter. Somebody like, you know, the Cardinals grab bag stuff they do during the games. Somebody won a Taylor Motter signed ball and they look so disappointed.
I'd throw that shit on the field. Have it back, motherfucker.
It looks so somebody would have pulled the Young sign ball too. They were so disappointed.
If you want, I can like
watch out.
Yeah. Hey, if you want, I can like help devalue that ball and put my own signature on it.
I think it might value it more.
Honestly, the last
I think you might have overpaid if you said you bought $5 for a Taylor Motter autographed baseball.
$20 on the locker point, $5 on the ball, and $50 on the jersey. Because it's like it all goes to charity. You
spent $80 on Taylor Motter.
Well, I don't know, because it all goes to a good place.
Yeah,
I was like, all right, I want to spend money, but they didn't have anything of interest. I'm like, I'm gonna hate buy Taylor Motter shit.
So it's Pi Fine. You didn't spend money for that.
I don't have cash on me.
We accept Venmo too.
No one said that.
Oh, I forgot.
Everyone keeps saying we all said that.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Oh,
because
to be fair, there was a lot going on, but
yeah, we had.
Okay, Caleb, number five.
Yep.
So mine's actually a toss-up between four players.
Oh, God. Well, might as well just name them all. Honorable mentions first, and then you say your number five. Yeah,
honorable mention, Sidney Crosby.
I thought you might pick him. I love Sidney Crosby.
He's just a crybaby.
He is.
Such a crybaby.
Yeah, which is why I picked LeBron first.
Fair.
Because he's a crybaby. LaFlop.
Another honorable mention, Jake Allen. That
I know him. He was the Blues goalie before.
Yes, was.
I haven't thought of that.
He's
name
on the
in
Devils
years.
Now.
Holy shit!
He cannot stop a beach ball.
No, he's Swiss cheese. That's what I used to call him. Holes everywhere.
So
the other two can go either way, but I'm going to put Torrey Krug as the last honorable mention.
Ooh.
Last honorable mention? Okay.
Torrey Krug's has really good games, and then he has really, really, really awful games. There's no in between. Like, Krug broke the record this year, five assists in a game by a Blues defenseman.
Woohoo. Can we get Alex Pietrangelo back?
Yeah, honestly.
We let him walk.
Oh, it was over $100,000 in a no-trade clause. That's the reason he... Okay, well, who's your actual number five?
Jordan Kyrou. We are paying him $8 million.
Yeah.
And he's not showing up. Yes, he's had two hat tricks this season, but that's when he decides to actually show up. But we are seriously paying a guy $8 million, same length as Robert Thomas.
Yep.
And he is not showing up every game. And he's still playing on the first line. Thank God, interim Blues head coach Drew Bannister finally woke up and put him on the second line and move. Jakey Neighbors, love that guy.
Yeah.
Robert Thomas and Braden Schenn on the first line.
Dude, Jake Neighbors has been in the league for 3 years, and he's still only 21 or 22.
That's crazy.
I love Jake Neighbors.
Yeah.
He's a dog.
You went to that Blues game, and it sucked because there wasn't a lot of offense, and Saad scored with 4 minutes left, and then
It was an exciting game. Like, me and my buddy Smokes, we both said, like, it was fun until it wasn't. It kept me on the edge of my seat, but, like, we also agreed, like, on that ride back, fucking Vegas got so lucky because there should have been four goals scored just in that third period alone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it made it worse because, like, every time on the third period, like, we were hindered by, like, the glass from mm-hmm. the penalty box. Like, that's where our seats were. So every time they got to the Vegas zone, we couldn't really, like, tell what was going on.
Yeah, because you were like down near the glass, right?
Yeah, we were like section 118.
It's hard to tell.
But like the people in the back would always stand up, so we would stand up and get excited, but we didn't hear the horn, so we're just like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
So like by the time they finally did score, it was Boy Who Cried Wolf, and like we were all so delayed by our reaction. It was funny.
It's your first Blues game in 10 years, right?
Yeah, the last Blues game I had went to was back, Backus Oshie. Back in 2014, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, what a time.
Before I joined my fraternity, not many of my friends were Blues fans, so like I didn't have opportunities to like go to a lot of games. And both of the games I've been to actually have been free.
I'm actually going to my sixth Blues game of the season on Saturday against the Trash Sharks.
Yeah.
Excited about that. But yeah, Jordan Kyrou, show up. You are non-existent as you were.
Anybody else have any honorable mentions that they want to say?
I don't. Can I like change the topic for 1 second? Because I'm angry at ESPN.
Pete Cosma.
But I love Pete Cosma.
He was terrible. I hated it.
He was Pete Cosma, terrible. Daniel Scott. He was awful. Terrible, but like you remember them.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. I remember Taylor Motter.
ESPN just put out an article. It was from some senior writer. It was at 8 a.m. this morning, but I just got the notification about it. Huh?
Who wrote? Did it say? Or just say no, senior writer?
It just says ESPN senior writer.
Oh.
Shohei Ohtani stands alone in spotlight amid gambling scandal. And then the headline before I clicked on it was he's walking into Dodger Stadium on opening day alone for the first time. And I'm like,
he's got seven.
Just because he doesn't have an interpreter with him doesn't mean he's alone and he doesn't know what he's doing.
But he's been in the league for like what, almost
6 years.
It's crazy how fast time's going.
So I don't know if you're going to cut it off since it's 3 o'clock, but I'm curious what you guys think about Ohtani. Unless you want to.
Oh yeah, do you care at all, or do you want to just keep going?
We can keep going.
Okay.
Keep going.
Because I don't know. I can't gauge if it's a hot take or not, but I don't really see. Obviously, he paid off debts, and that's concerning. But the guy. His translator lied about where he went to college.
Did you see that?
My whole thing is it's very possible that he lied about where the money was going to. Like, he could have said it was for a down payment on a house or something. I mean, there's a good chance he didn't tell him it was gambling debts.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, I just don't think he's
Do you guys think Ohtani's innocent?
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. It's
I don't know enough to care. If
Ohtani was giving him money, fine, whatever.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong. But there's a good chance he asked for money and didn't say.
Why would Ohtani not say that?
Yeah,
he said, he was stealing from me and I'm hurt.
And to me, that sounds like something where a PR stepped in without knowing anything and told him what to say.
Yeah,
there's a pretty good chance he didn't do anything.
But then he ducked the question of how did you not know $500,000 was being stolen from your account multiple times? Because they said it was anywhere from the realm of $7 million to 27 million.
But also, like, it's not illegal to gamble in other sports in baseball. You get fined.
Yeah.
But so as long as it wasn't baseball, and again, it's really a non-issue.
Another thing that kind of makes me think that...
And it's also his interpreter at the end of the day, so it's like, why do we really care?
Yeah. Another thing, too, is, like, this was brought up on the podcast I was on yesterday, the Out of Bounds podcast, but, like, Ohtani doesn't seem like he's struggling for money. He literally deferred 68 of the $70 million salary that he has. I don't think he would defer that money if he was struggling for it.
Or needed it to gamble.
Well, he makes more money in a year off his endorsements.
Right, like he could probably live off his endorsements alone.
Yeah.
So because, like, if you take into consideration his endorsements...
Was it like Under Armour or something that just like changed the logo? They had like their own Ohtani Under Armour logo.
I did not know that.
I saw somebody say that this is going to be a gambling scandal that goes back to the Angels and Mike Trout. And it's like, you're blowing this way out of proportion.
I think it's exactly what it seems like.
The guy stole money.
Do I think Ohtani knew? Realistically, yeah. But
there's a good chance he knew the money was taken out of your account.
But again,
there's a chance he didn't know where it was going.
It's not a big deal. I mean, if he was stealing money, yes, it's a big deal.
I'm sure there's other players that have the three Rays minor leaguers have questionable financials. Nobody's breaking them down.
Oh yeah,
I didn't get to explain that. Did you look that up?
No.
So they had a friend that knew that Jack in the Box was going to buy Del Taco. So they sold $58,000 worth of Del Taco stock each.
Do they have free Shavacadoo?
Not anymore. Now they're going to jail for 20 years.
Oh damn!
And it's always Rays minor leaguers, man.
Three of them. It's crazy. Hey, but which says that they need to pay minor leaguers more. They wouldn't be doing that if they weren't hurting for money.
One thing I will say, I'm glad they finally are providing housing for minor leaguers. Yeah. That's something that they needed to do 15 years ago, because you would hear stories of 8 minor leaguers living together and they couldn't even afford to pay rent.
Yeah,
that's insane.
No, that's awful.
With Ohtani, I think if he was still in the Angels, this is a non-story. He went to the Dodgers. Now he's like the most hated guy in baseball. Like, everybody loved this guy this time last year. Now all of a sudden he's some
sick. I don't hate him, but like, I just hate the fact that he went to a team that's now fail-proof almost.
Yeah, I get that. I like Ohtani.
And the problem with the Dodgers, too, is guess what? If they get injured, it doesn't matter because their triple-A team, their double-A team could probably beat the A's.
Lots of teams can.
I mean, it's
the Lucky Horseshoes could. The Winnipeg Lions could.
They'd make it competitive for a couple innings.
Until they brought him to the ninth.
What's that guy's name that can't fucking throw strikes? Jet Jackson. So they brought him in.
Shout out the Lima baseball team. If Chase, if you're listening,
no offense.
They're not.
Come back.
You want to know what the most overrated team is? The Vegas Golden Knights.
They've been really bad ever since.
I'm so happy Nashville beat them. Never thought I'd say thank you, Trashville.
Dude, thank you, Nashville.
Nashville's
a great city.
We're back. Oh, I just struck a nerve.
Did you say go wild?
I did.
What the hell? That's weird. Anyway,
I will root for the Wild in some cases.
I have a good friend that's a Wild fan. So.
I do too.
Yeah.
Same one.
Yeah, that sucks for them.
She's passionate. She's
just happy.
Credentialed photographer of the Minnesota Wild. So.
That's insane.
Wow.
Good for her. Nice. I found out. Good for her.
Yeah, I found out that last night. Good for her.
Yeah. Good to watch mediocrity.
We watch the St. Louis Cardinals, and I'm an Alex Bowman fan.
And a Matt Bowman fan. I mean,
yeah, that's not even mediocrity. He's not even on the league.
I have a little thing called an L that we beat the Wild in our series 3-1. So, just like in the playoffs. Bringing up to, 2016 memories? 2017?
Something like that, yeah.
Hockey.
Hockey playoffs, man.
Oh, what do we? Ice. What was the other list we were going to do?
Starting
rotations. Well, we're kind of running out of time for that. So, I mean, do we want to do that next week?
We can do that next week.
All right, we're going to apologize for that for lying to you guys, false advertisement. So.
I mean, we talk forever. So
we really did talk forever.
We could do two baseball episodes next week if we want.
Yeah, for sure.
Or we can just shove it all into one because my birthday is next week. And
woohoo!
Next Wednesday, we're going to do a show.
Yeah, I'll buy cupcakes.
Yeah.
I'll buy a stripper. That's fine.
Male one.
How old are you gonna be?
Huh?
How old are you gonna be?
22.
I don't know about
you're
you.
You're in your Taylor Swift year.
Taylor Swift, yeah.
Damn it!
I don't know how many times I've been told that this year.
Okay. I don't know about you.
I'm gonna just end the recording.
Right. Well, hey, appreciate 22. Those of you who have appreciate those of you who tuned in. Appreciate those of you who tuned in. Hope to you guys tune back in next time. But for now, we'll see you later.